The World This Week. Politics.
Rumours that Russia would lob missiles at Kiev this week proved unfounded, but a Russian strike on a train station in Ukraine's east killed 22 people. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, pledged to drive Russian forces entirely out of the country and said that Ukraine had been reborn in the conflict. Daria Dugina, a fiery nationalist pundit in Russia, was killed by a car bomb. Some speculated that the intended target was her father, Alexander Dugin, another nationalist commentator who is said to influence Mr. Putin. In Pakistan, the government filed a case against Imran Khan, the rabble-rousing former prime minister, under anti-terrorism laws. Mr. Khan is accused of threatening a judge and senior police officers. His supporters accused the state of persecuting him because he is popular. It is unclear whether he will actually be arrested. Malaysia's highest court upheld a guilty verdict against Najib Razak, a former prime minister. He had been convicted of various crimes related to a colossal scam in which $4.5 billion was looted from Malaysia's sovereign wealth fund. Some $700 million was found in Mr. Najib's personal account. He insisted it was a political donation from an unnamed Saudi royal. It was Mr. Najib's last appeal. He was immediately sent to prison to start a 12-year sentence. The Constitutional Court in Thailand suspended Prayut Chan-o-cha from his position as Prime Minister until a decision is reached as to whether he has breached the 8-year term limit codified in a constitution that was written by a committee favourable to him. Mr. Prayut, a former general, took power in a coup in 2014. His supporters argue that his term only started either in 2017, when the constitution took effect, or in 2019, when he became a civilian head of government. Singapore's prime minister said his government would repeal Section 377A of its penal code, which criminalises sex between men. Gay rights groups have long fought for the provision, which was rarely enforced, to be struck down. However, the government also said it would seek to amend the constitution to give Parliament the right to define marriage. Most Singaporeans oppose gay weddings.